Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. John Maxwell wrote in his book, Winning with People. He said, people can be the wind beneath our wings or the anchor on our boat. Ella Wheeler Wilcox wrote a poem entitled, Which Are You? I wanted to share it with you. I thought it would be something you would enjoy, but it also conveys a poignant message. It goes like this. There are two kinds of people on earth today. Just two kinds of people, no more, I say. Not the sinner and saint, for it's well understood that the good are half bad and the bad half good. Not the rich and the poor, for to rate a man's wealth, you must first know the state of his conscience and health. Not the humble and proud, for in life's little span, who puts on vain airs is not counted a man. Not the happy and sad, for the swift flying years bring each man his laughter and each man his tears. No, the two kinds of people on earth I mean are the people who lift and the people who lean. Wherever you go, you will find the earth's masses are always divided in just these two classes. And oddly enough, you will find too, I ween, there's only one lifter to 20 who lean. In which class are you? Are you easing the load of overtaxed lifters who toil down the road? Or are you a leaner who lets others share your portion of labor and worry and care? Our guest today is a lifter. Oh, yes, a lifter indeed. He's lifted a lot of weights in his life, more than most of the strongest men in the world. But it is a hallmark quality of this quality that is testified of by many. It's a greater quality still as a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus, that God has made this man to be a mighty lifter of people, lifting them to fulfill their destiny. He's in studio with us to share with us about destiny, and I know that as he does, you will be lifted. We will all be lifted. And you know, we always do this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're here to remind you that the very purpose we have, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, is to bring you closer to Him, for you to be ultimately lifted up by Him through His redemption, through His love. Joe Onosai is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Church, a dynamic ministry that's been seasoned through his years as an athlete, husband, father, coach, athletic director, and pastor. He's here to share insights from his life and in his usual flair, helping you to find and fulfill your destiny too. Joe, Pastor Joe, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's an honor.
you know, our guests are, I have a lot of guests, and some of our guests are so dynamic, live such dynamic lives, that we got to have them back again. And like in your case, again and again. So, Pastor Joe, tell us, what has the Lord been doing in your life?
Well, you know, after serving the Lord for 17 years at Word of Life Christian Center as an assistant pastor, you know, several weeks ago, I branched off to start off a new work here in the islands called Destiny Christian Church, and I'm very excited about what God's going to be doing through the people and the families that are there at Destiny. So I'm very, very, very honored and very flattered.
You know, Pastor Joe, when a church starts, and then as a church grows, you know, it's not everybody understands how things are put together, how things unfold, and really the marvel of a vision. You know, a lot of times it's a vision that is planted as a seed in somebody's heart, and then it grows. And what we see in the material world was actually something that was not actually there in the that you could touch and feel and see, but it was in the mind and heart of someone. But how did it develop within you? Tell us that story.
Well, to be honest with you, I you know, serving under Pastor Art and Kuna Sepulveda for 17 years, I really thought I'd be a youth pastor for the rest of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to do anything else.
Yes.
And of course, you know, doing outreaches and evangelizing through a power team called Men of War and traveling throughout the world, you know, that I was really content with just doing that for the rest of my life. And all of a sudden, you know, several years ago, God began to do something in my heart, and I couldn't explain it. And really never had the, couldn't put it to words until, you know, maybe about 9-10 months ago, when I began to share that dream with my wife, and I began to share this thought, you know, with Pastor Art, and really, and he really helped me to, you know, to put flesh onto it, you know, because I really couldn't put it, you know, couldn't understand why I would even have this desire in my heart to start a church. But, you know, things, you know, one thing happened, another thing happens, and you know, I'm just grateful that Destiny now exists.
Why does God do that, Pastor Joe? Why does God put vision in people's heart? And why in such a way that sometimes you can't put it into words? It's, you know, we're emotional beings, we're human beings, but why in that way that we cannot, it confounds us even.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think his strategy, at least with me, is he, you know, I think he would have blew my mind, and I think I would have totally been depressed if I heard, you know, he had told me that I was going to be a senior pastor someday, you know, because I really had no idea and really had no ambition to do that. But I think, you know, when you start doing certain things and you're faithful with that, you do the little things, and then God begins to unscroll and unfold, you know, things slowly, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of glad he does that. He does that, yeah. You know, at least in my life, he has revealed things phase by phase, because I think I wouldn't have been able to handle that, you know, because, you know, I just really was more of a person that wanted to support someone's vision, and I was content with that. And then, you know, and I think, you know, after years of doing that, I think God finally says, you know, it's time. It's time you get out of the nest and go start your own family. And, you know, when that time came, I just knew I had to do it, because it was so strong of a desire in me that I knew that it was time.
Pastor Joe, you mentioned that Pastor Art Sepulveda, I mean, for 17 years, Pastor Art and Pastor Kuna, but you mentioned he gave some words to kind of help flesh, put some understanding to help you flesh this vision out. What were some of those things that he shared, the wisdom that he shared that helped you?
Well, I think it was just, you know, several, a handful of meetings where we would come together and just really discuss, you know, what it is to start a church. Mm. And, you know, it just, you know, I think just talking about it, sometimes it just takes some of us time to process things, you know, right. And I think my discussion with Pastor Art and Kuna really helped me process certain things. And even though, you know, my desire was a little bit different from what they were hoping to happen, because, you know, I know that they wanted me to stay within the Word of Life movement, but I knew something was different in my heart, you know, and it was difficult because, you know, my love for Pastor Art and Kuna is so huge. You know, I appreciate them, even in my opener 2 weeks ago, just really... I'm so grateful. You know, there's so many churches that have come behind Destiny Christian Church mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. support us financially as well as with prayer. And even some churches even see sowing people into our wow. ministry. Wow. You know, and I got to give them credit. I mean, Mike Kai, Hope Chapel, West Oahu, as well as Norman Nakanishi over at Grace Bible Pro mm-hmm. Side. Hope Chapel, Kaneohe, with Pastor Ralph Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ministries like this that even with Pastor Elwin and John Tilton over at New Hope, mm. really been supportive of me and Destiny Christian Church. But, you know, as much as I appreciate everything that they've done to help me get started here, none compare, you know, to what Pastor Art and Kuna have given me,
mm-hmm.
you know, the privilege and honor of being close to them for 17 years and helping to serve their vision, has the experience that I've received is just, you can't put a price on it,
yes.
you know. And, you know, the confidence that I have in building Destiny Christian Church really comes from those 17 years of experience, seeing things that work, seeing things that don't work, and mm-hmm. being able to process that and evaluate that with men and women of God, like, you know, staff there at Word of Life, really, really helped me to really feel that I'm prepared, you know, mm-hmm. for this. And, of course, there's things that, you know, I only saw as an assistant pastor there at Word of Life. And now right. that I'm the pastor at Destiny Christian Church, you know, I know there's a lot of things that I'm, you know, going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
But I'm confident and I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, the Lord is magnanimous in the way that He sets up examples for many people to follow. We all need role models.
Yeah.
And the way that you describe the process, I mean, we're talking about very influential churches in the islands. I mean, you come from one of the largest churches in the state that has had phenomenal growth and tremendous influence. Word of Life Christian Center, and about the other churches that you mentioned as well. You know, one thing that just someone, just from a brief glance at it, can see the unusual component of churches working together.
Yeah.
Pastors, leaders. I mean, we're talking about the high-level leaders, like the generals in Hawaii, working together
yeah.
For the purpose of God's kingdom. So it's a kingdom work. I think it's a great example for us to observe, and we need to see those kinds of things.
You know, I'm a very relational guy, so I've been fortunate through, you know, in the past 2 decades, I've been able to befriend pastors from different movements here in mm-hmm. Hawaii and mm-hmm. abroad, and you know, I was really honored that when I stepped out to start Destiny, that got the support of these. You know, mega churches, you know, that come mm-hmm. alongside. And, you know, there's some small churches as well
mm-hmm.
that have come alongside me and say, hey, we'll pray for you and
mm-hmm.
We're here for you. And so just, you know, just having that more support and knowing that people from the body of Christ here in Hawaii were so supportive of, you know, Destiny Christian Church, you know, it really speaks well of where we're at, you know, in the kingdom of God here in the islands.
In the islands. I mean, because what is actually happening is we get the picture of them lifting you.
Yeah.
God using them.
And, you know, and that blows my mind because you would, you know, sometimes pastors can be very competitive, you know.
Sure.
I mean, they can be a threat. They could be threatened mm-hmm. that, you know, Joe's starting a church. I'm going to lose people to him and some people are going to transfer. Now, you know, those transference growth, those things happen. I don't like it when it happens. I know it happens though. I know some people are probably wanting to transfer over to Destiny, but what I appreciate about these pastors that I've announced and I've shared about, they actually didn't mind sending some people to me, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess they just believe that, there's a, you know, they believe in the call of God in my life. They believe that, you know, that, you know, I've been trustworthy in the past two decades and mm-hmm. in serving the kingdom of God. And so, you know, that really blew my mind. And I tell you, I'm so appreciative and I look forward to working with all these churches.
Pastor Joe Onosai, you know, you want to get in touch with him. I mean, he's very generous. He's giving his number out. You want to get in contact with him. 392-4775. 392-4775. By the way, he's also a social media guru, you know, and I'm one of his students. I kind of follow him and learn the things that he's doing. But Joe Onosai at hawaii.rr.com is his email address, joeonosai@hawaii.rr.com. And joeonosai.blogspot.com is another way you can get in touch with him, stay in communication with him via the internet. We're going to be back. And when we come back with Pastor Joe Onosai, Senior Pastor of Destiny Christian Church, we'll talk about vision for ministry. We talked about how it all kind of came about and what God did, the community of pastors and churches, what God is still doing. But he'll share more about what he sees for the future. And of course, some other ways of reaching more people. He's got a giant heart for the lost, and it'll rub off on us, and we need it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Pastor Joe Onosai.
Oh.
Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe is a senior pastor of Destiny Christian Church. You can contact him at 392-4775. Of course, area code 808-392-4775. His email address, joeonosai@hawaii.rr.com. You can also check him out, joeonosai.blogspot.com. Before our break, we were talking about how God is orchestrated over the course of time. And really, it's an example to me and it's an example to you of how we in the body of Christ, from my perspective, it's how we ought to conduct ourselves in a attitude of oneness, attitude of love. And they shall know we are Christians by our love. That's how the Lord said they'll know us by the way we love each other. They'll know we are Christians by our love. How do you relate with other believers who come from even different traditions, different movements? Of course, we all center on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But everybody has different ways. Some of it you call it quirks. Some of it you think might be a little weird. And at other times, you know, it's just different, but one in Christ. Well, Pastor Joe, as you launched Destiny Christian Church, we talked about a little bit about how it came together, how God worked within your own heart. Tell us about the passion and burden that you have, the yearning that you have as you look ahead.
Yeah. You know, one of my greatest passions is seeing potential in somebody. You know, I guess the best example I can use is, you know, having been coaching, you know, for over 20 plus years, I enjoy when the new season starts and you see the fresh talent coming in.
Yeah.
And you're already, you can see them, you can see certain things, you know, gifts and talents and attitudes that they have, and you can just see the potential in them, you know, and sometimes we don't realize, but you know, we got some blind spots, you know, we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have a person that is a coach that's speaking into our lives, that, you know, not necessarily only see the negative, you know, they see some things that we need to adjust, but they also see the potential.
Sure.
You know, and I enjoy that. I enjoy taking a, for example, you know, I love not only coaching football, but coaching discus and shot put.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I look forward to working with somebody that don't know nothing about discus, and then having them to stand throw, and then to work into a half spin, into a full spin, and then see them just progress and see them throw farther and farther. And I guess that's the greatest illustration that I can share with you, is that I just want people to throw farther and farther. I just want them to go farther and farther than they could even imagine. And I guess, you know, years ago, I had the privilege and honor of traveling with a evangelist named Dr. Edwin Lewis Cole. And Dr. Cole was in his, you know, he was in his late 70s when I was traveling with him, and he lived to his early 80s. And one day, you know, I think we were in Mexico and we were evangelizing there, and we were on our way back to the hotel, and he looked at me and he said, "Joe, I want you to give me your mission statement for your life and give it to me in one sentence." And I got to tell you, you know, that question changed my life. You know, I went off for about 5 minutes about what I thought was my mission.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was just going in circles after a while. And Dr. Cole looked at me and said, "Joe, you just gave me a book of what you're called to do. I want you to give it to me in one sentence." And 2 years later, I finally called Dr. Cole up and I said, "Dr. Cole, I finally got it." You know, through much prayer, the Lord put this phrase in my mind that Joe Onosai is called to influence and inspire people to discover and develop and release their God-given potential. And my whole life is summed up in that one statement. And, you know, like I said, it helps me stay focused, because there's so many things that I would like to do. There's so many things that I think I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But just having that mission statement that Dr. Cole helped me to formulate in my heart and really became part of my life, really helped me to stay focused on what God's called me to do. And, you know, of course, automatically, my churches mission statement, Destiny Christian Church's mission statement, is helping people to discover, develop, and release their God-given purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit different, but very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, many people say, well, where did you get the name Destiny? Well, if you hear Jonas I preach, and you're going to always hear something to do with destiny and something to do with purpose. Because that's always been the message that God's given me in my heart to share with people. And so, you know, that's how that all came about.
You're pastoring a church that is really being in a place of being positioned for growth and impact, destiny in the lives of people. How much of it relates to people? Of course, when you think of pastoring, a lot of people think they think of pastors and Christians. How much of it relates to people who might not even go to church, who may go to church during Easter or Christmas, or some, you know, by invitation. Sometimes we twist their arm, figuratively speaking, to come, and they come.
Yeah.
But some people, a lot of people, Pastor Joe, they have no interest in church. They have no need for church or need for God. How does it relate with them?
You know, the past couple of weeks, you know, the first two messages of, you know, Destiny Christian Church that I've been preaching on is really discovering the calling of God in your life, you know, really challenging them. I call it the it of your life. And it's not enough to know about it, your call. It's not enough to think about it and to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really trying to appeal to them through the scriptures and shared with them examples that, you know, like Nehemiah, he had to do something about the fact that his city had no walls. You know, there was something that in him, he says, man, I got to do something about this.
Mm.
You know, when David was delivering lunch to his brothers and on the battlefield in that valley, when hearing the giant just curse out the finest of military men, you know, in their country and them not doing anything. Just being cowards and standing back and taking all this junk from the giant. In David, he just felt like he had to do something about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he did, you know? And throughout the Bible, there's so many lessons that we learn about, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Everybody was bowing down to this golden image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. But they had to do something about sharing with the people that you don't have to bow down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That we need to stand up, you know? And so I was really challenging our people that there are people out there. You know, there's issues in our community with homelessness. There's drugs, abuse, violence, prostitution, abortion. There's so many issues out there that are requiring our attention, you know. And are we going to just stand on the side and do nothing about it? You know, we can strategize all we want. We can pray about all we want. But we got to do something about it, you know. And I suppose that's the kind of the evangelistic side of me, really trying to challenge our church that I didn't want Destiny to become a church that just, you know, collects and receives and people just want to come for blessing. And you know, God, it's a place of healing. It's going to be a house of healing, a house of encouragement and strength. But really, we need to, you know, I shared with them, you know, Ephesians 4:11-12 that, you know, the fivefold ministry is really there to equip us to equip the people so that they do the work of the ministry.
Mm.
And I say, you know, I know many of you might think that Pastor Joel Osai is the one that's going to do all this ministry.
Yeah.
But really, I'm here to help empower you, equip you to reach the people that only you can reach,
right.
You know, within your own sphere of influence.
Who they were meant to reach.
Yeah, exactly.
Destined to reach, right?
Exactly. And so that's, you know, been my messages the past couple of weeks is really trying to inspire them by the word of God,
mm-hmm.
to walk in your calling. You know, that there's a call of God on your life and, to do something, mm-hmm. you know, with the gifts and the talents and abilities, you know, that you've been given.
You know, one of the things that you do, and when we come back from our break, I think we need to spend at least a little bit of time talking about this aspect of the way that God has enabled you to skillfully use social media to reach people with the love of Christ.
Sure.
You are an example to many. But I want you to share with us about that, and what you've done, what kind of things you see on the horizon of how we can utilize this for the glory of God and for people. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joel Onosai.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Pastor Joe Onosai. Pastor Joe is a senior pastor of Destiny Christian Church. You know, times, they are a changing. You may have heard that before. You know, we live in the 21st century now. Things happen so fast. Nowadays, when I joke around with some of my friends, we joke about the days when, you know, I had a little cubicle on my belt, and it would go zzz, zzz, and I'd look, and man, I wear that thing with pride, you know, and I look down and I see some digital numbers and I was like, oh, I gotta go, I gotta make a call, you know, and then people would, that was like almost like, whoa, you're kind of into business, you know, and then we joke even further, Pastor Joe, we joke about, you know, that big banana cell phone
that people
used to carry around.
The size of your shoe, yeah.
It used to weigh about 5 to 10 pounds, and the antenna was super, super long and thick. But now, things are faster and fastest until tomorrow, you know, and then it's going to get even faster. Talk to us about social media and how God has used you to use it as a tool for the gospel.
You know, I guess you're talking about Facebook, because that's kind of, you know, I've been kind of labeled as the Facebook pastor,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least here in the islands. And, you know, it's been neat because, about almost three years ago, I started Facebooking, and I started realizing and noticing the potential to minister and to impact the world.
Yes.
You know, with the gospel. And of course, you know, you got the flip side, you know, of all the negative things that can happen as well. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you really go into, you know, if you really have a heart of evangelism and, you go into, you know, something like Facebook, you know, you're always looking to minister. So, you know, in Isaiah 61, you know, the prophet said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. And he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." You know, and I really believe that the way I look at Facebook when I turn it on is that there's a lot of broken hearts out there. You know, there's a lot of broken hearts. And I like to say that broken hearts bleed.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of liken myself into a hound dog that's kind of sniffing out for blood, you know. And so when I'm scrolling my friends' pages and I see all their, and you know, for me, and this is not for everyone, but I befriend most people. You know, anybody that wants to be my friend, I befriend them. And that's only because of my desire to reach out to people. Now, I don't recommend this for everybody, you know, because that can be a negative to you. Because I'll be honest with you, you know, when I'm scrolling the pages, there's a lot of, you know, obscenities, and there's a lot of things that I don't recommend. Some of you guys probably don't want to read it, and I don't, you know, I skip over it. But I'm always looking for blood. I'm always sniffing out for blood, and I call it the drama of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people living their lives out loud on the social media network.
Yes.
And so they're letting you know their pains. And so because of that, and because I believe that that's the case, you know, they're really giving you the key to their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm reading some of my friends' statuses, and they're saying, you know, wife is late, I'm really upset, you know, at her, or my daughter is sick, or, you know, I'm always looking for an opportunity to be able to share, you know, a scripture, or just telling them, you know, that I'm praying for you. But, you know, I don't just tell them that I'm praying for you. I actually do leave a prayer,
mm-hmm.
On there. And you know, that kind of builds the relationship with them, you know, that, wow, this person actually does care.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of them that don't respond at all, but mm-hmm. most of them do. And you know, after a while, you know, on my statuses, I'm always trying to at least give 4 or 5 messages daily that is just always uplifting. You know, that's always, might not necessarily come from the Bible and the scriptures, but it'll be something that lines up with our values. And so I'm always reaching out. I'm always trying to encourage. And you know what, after a while, when you keep sowing and sowing into people's lives, they begin to open up their hearts,
mm-hmm.
To the point where they actually ask you, "Hey, Pastor, can you come to the hospital and pray for my son? My son just, you know, broke his knee and he was in athletics, and, you know, Pastor Joe, can you marry us?" You know,
sure.
I mean, there's a man, or mm-hmm. "Pastor Joe, my uncle just passed away, and I've been reading your blogs and your statuses, and I figure you're a man of God. Can you do my uncle's funeral?" You know? And so all these opportunities open up because I just keep sowing and sowing mm-hmm. into people's lives. And, you know, I think it really showed its fruitfulness when I was with Word of Life Christian Center. We had a couple productions, and where, I believe in the Easter production, you know, what I did was I would go on the inbox and just invite people, you know, because sometimes people will invite, you know, generally. But I find that when you invite people personally,
mm-hmm.
people take it even more personal, that I would go and not link them up with 100 other people, you know,
yeah.
but to individually invite them, "Hey, listen, I know what you're going through, and I've been praying for your son. But I really believe that this production will help you, and it'll be a good time for your family to come on. Let me know how many seats you need." And,
mm-hmm.
and I remember, one particular, production that I asked for 200 seats, you know, to fill 200 seats. And I think it was like 50 seats a night. And I would ask that. And, you know, we were able to fill every single seat every night.
People would come.
And people
from Facebook,
you know. And that's because, I really believe it's because of the, you know, just being consistent in the way I minister to them and try to help them as much as possible. Mm. And you know, it's amazing because I meet so many people on Facebook in person, you know, and sometimes I don't recognize them because they put their best picture on their profile. And I'm like, oh, I didn't recognize you. Oh, that's right. Okay, all right, you know.
Tell me your name.
Yeah, what's your name again? And, you know, and so the neat thing is that it just, you know, it's really, you know, kind of like a virtual world, a mm-hmm. virtual community mm-hmm. that seemingly doesn't exist, but they do exist, you know. And they will manifest into your life wow. when you begin to be consistent in their lives, mm-hmm. you know. And it's been so neat to be able to meet, you know, in fact, several people came to the Destiny Christian Church just basically because they've been following me on Facebook, hmm. you know, and they finally said, oh, you know, sometimes they came to Word of Life and, you know, I was on the front row supporting Pastor Arden Kuna, but not really ministering. And so, you know, they'll come say hi. But now that I'm, you know, actually the pastor, senior pastor of Destiny, you know, they're saying, hey, man, we really want, you know, hear you, and we'll be there. And they actually came, you know. Oh. And so it works. And it's a great tool if you have a heart to reach people.
Pastor Joel Osai is a real masterful in his use of Facebook. And he continues to do that. He's masterful as a communicator. He's traveled the world speaking. He's, you know... On one level, you could just call him a fabulous motivational speaker, but it goes to upteenth dimensions because he's proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. He's preaching from the Word of God, and there's not just implicit. It works out the value, the spiritual impact of it. Is literally life-changing because it's the life of Jesus Christ through the word that is preached that is transforming in the lives of people who hear and respond. But he has also been given a grace from the Lord in the area of writing. And he's going to talk to us about what the Lord has put on his heart. I think you're going to be quite intrigued by it. But also be able to grab some immediate benefit from some of the insights that he shares when we come back from our break. Because, you know, we all need leaders. We all need mentors. We all need coaches. And God brings people into our lives to speak positively, to reinforce, to encourage. Some of us haven't had enough of that. This will add to it. Some of us have had a good dose of it, and some of the results can show, but we could all use a good measure. When we come back, Pastor Joel Osai will tell us more, so you don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Joe Onosai. Pastor Joe is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Church. You can contact him at 392-4775, 392-4775. Email him at joeonosai@hawaii.rr.com. You can check him out online at joeonosai.blogspot.com. He communicates consistently, clearly, and hopefully. He does that already. But he's always communicating words and messages to bring people hope. That's why I love it when he comes. Pastor Joe, you're a writer. You're working on a project now. Tell us about that.
Well, you're the writer, but I'm the wannabe writer right now. Until I finish my book, then I'll call myself a writer. But, you know, it takes a lot of discipline to do it, and I'm endeavoring to complete it by the end of summer, and in hopes in conjunction with my grand opening in September, to be able to release my book as well called The Power of Destiny.
The Power of Destiny.
Yeah.
Well, that fits very well. Unpack it for us. Give us a sample of what's in there.
Well, The Power of Destiny is I talk about the seven mentors of my life. And actually, I'm still working on the subtitle, which is turning the most painful moments of your life and making it the most powerful moments in your life. And I talk about the seven moments in my life when you know, things weren't going well for me, and the seven mentors in my life during those situations that really helped me get out of it. And, you know, I mean, my first mentor is Lance Carrera, who was a Portuguese, long-haired, blue-eyed guy that came into Kuhio Park Terrace as a police officer, but wanted to reach out to the kids in KPT because they had so much idle time. And he came in there, started an athletic program that kept the kids off the streets year round. And when I had met Lance, I was going through a tough time in my life where I was my father was an alcoholic and he just wasn't being the daddy that he should have been. And so I was going through a rough time. I was also, you know, that age, at a young age, sexually molested. So I was going through a lot of self-image battles, you know. And although I was a big boy, you know, I never performed as an athlete as a big boy. I was always smaller than others because of just the way I saw myself. And so when Lance Carrera came in, he really helped instill he really empowered me through his coaching because he believed that I was better than I thought I was, you know. And because of that, that really influenced me to really rise up and, you know, really become the athlete I became, you know. And so I talk about him. I talk about my principal in high school, at University High School, Dr. Loretta Krause, how, you know, because of the empathy that she had for me and sympathies and all that, you know, all the above that she had for me, although I should have been kicked out of the, you know, that little school in Manoa, in the bottom of the base of Manoa, she just gave me opportunities after opportunities to try to, try to make it in that community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I talk about her, my high school football coach, Don Botello. I talk about Dick Tomey, my college coach, and I talk about a friend of mine, Roger Lavasa, who helped me when the Dallas Cowboys, that career came to a halt because of my neck injury and how he helped me through that. I talk about Dr. Cole and then and my travels with him and how he instilled values and principles in me that helped me become the man of God, you know, the husband that I am to my wife and father I am to my kids. Talk about him, then I close off the book by talking. I gotta talk about him, and that's Pastor Art Sepulveda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I close off my book about 17 years of learning. I call it being in the shadows of a prophet. You know,
mm-hmm.
really
mm-hmm.
gleaning from him, and so it's really awesome because it's an autobiography, chronologically talking about my life, but I also talk about the seven mentors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I kind of use an acrostic of leaders, and so the first person mentor, I talk about leadership, and I talk about empathy, I talk about attitude, dependability, but I'm very excited about this project.
Ooh. What's the name of the book again, Pastor Joe?
The Power of Destiny.
The Power of Destiny.
Now here, how is it, this is the way I start the book is actually about, I talk about my grandfather. My grandfather was my hero. You know, he was a high chief for a village, but he was also a minister, you know. And so I was always intrigued about my grandfather. And I asked my mom, you know, why would grandfather want to be both, you know?
Mm.
Just be a chief. He's the man, you know. He didn't need to be no priest or pastor, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so my mom began to share, you know, your grandfather was actually a missionary in Papua New Guinea. And I said, well, why would he want to do that? Well, one day when he was a teenager, he found out, bad news came to them, discovering that his dad, who was a missionary in Papua New Guinea, died and was killed and actually was eaten, you know, by the villagers. And so I didn't realize that really my grandfather's legacy became my destiny.
Mm.
And I talk about, you know, when I fast-tracked to 1965 when I was born, just, you know, before a hurricane that hit the islands and devastated the islands, he came over and when I was born, he prayed for me. And as he carried me, he began to pray for him. My mom said that he actually prophesied that the baby that he was holding would carry his mantle.
Hmm.
And, you know, he had sons, many sons,
mm-hmm.
and that mantle was never passed to them. But he said that I would carry that mantle. And, of course, my mom never shared that story with me until I was ordained at Word Life Christian Center.
Wow.
Now, the great news and the way I end the book is actually, you know, I'm going to be ministering in several months in Papua New Guinea.
Mm.
You know, and so, you know, kind of a neat way to end the story about the power of destiny. You know, being able to... see that my grandfather and my great-grandfather's legacy actually became my destiny.
You know, that gives not just inspiration, but it gives somebody, anybody who's listening today and saying, you know, in the whirlwind of life, when I'm like thinking something is up, but it's upside down, and I'm spinned around, I'm out of touch, I'm out of it. And it doesn't make sense what I'm doing, where I'm going. That in Christ, Pastor Joe, and you're an example of it, a life can be redeemed and be brought in line in the fulfillment of the destiny that God has. And even at times when you don't even realize it, God is moving. And God superimposes beyond generations. It's beyond even our lifetime. It goes with your great-grandfather, and it goes even into the great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren ahead. And God has brought Pastor Joel aside to share the things that he has shared today because it applies to your life as well. The same hope that he has is a hope that you can have in Christ. Pastor Joel, a parting shot to someone who's really hitting that rough time right now, the bump in the road, and their hands up going, what next?
Yeah. You know, I would encourage you, you know, you may not have a grandfather, great-grandfather that was a missionary like mine, but, you know, I just know that everybody that is born with a purpose.
Yes.
And that is connected to your destiny. And no matter what you're going through, you know, God's plan, I believe that you have a choice to really choose his plan or your plan. And I know that when you submit your life and you just say, Lord God, you know, I don't know what I'm going through right now, why I'm going through it. I want to encourage you, when you submit your heart to him and you submit your entire life and your plans to him, then you give him the power to be able to guide you in the way that you need to be guided and to fulfill the call of God that is on your life, the destiny that is on your life. So, but it all starts with that decision to submit your life totally to him.
Submit your life to the Lord. If you want to find out more about what it means or how to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have a special presentation there just for you to help you understand what it means and how you can make a decision to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 1:4 says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. You know, the Lord set you apart. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Joel Onosai of Destiny Christian Church. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with our technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Visit Pastor Joe at Destiny Christian Church, joeonosai.blogspot.com. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.